This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez in Culver City, California.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington, D.C. President Biden says he meant what he said, and he said what he felt. The president ended his speech last weekend with an improvised line about Vladimir Putin.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
His staff immediately clarified the United States is not seeking regime change any more than it was before. But yesterday, the president said he also isn't taking back his exclamation.
It was expressing my outrage. He shouldn't remain in power. Just like, you know, bad people shouldn't continue to do bad things. But it doesn't mean we have a fundamental policy to do anything to take Putin down in any way.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro is with us. Domenico, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I guess it's not surprising that Biden feels that way.
No, not at all. I mean, this was my first thought when I heard it. It certainly perked my ears up. But Biden had called Putin a war criminal and on the same trip called him a butcher. A lot of Democratic strategists I've been talking to actually said that they think Biden from the beginning should have just leaned into it. Paul Begala, who was a senior advisor in the Clinton White House, was emphatic about that and said that when the dust settles on this, what Biden did might actually compare pretty favorably with what other popular tough talk from Cold War era presidents have done. Here's what he said.
As for so-called gaffes, I think this will go down in history like when Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union the evil empire. And the legend is his staff didn't want him to do it, and he fought and he fought and he just said it because he thought it. And I think that's what Biden did.
Yeah, not quite a label like evil empire, but you know, Biden has been struggling in the polls when it comes to his handling Ukraine, and people think that he needs to be stronger. So we'll see if this actually is popular.
There was a lot of criticism, though, of the president saying this, and I was trying to sort this out. I mean, when I saw the video, it was clear to me that it improvised. I kind of understood what he meant. I also understood that this was not going to be a change in policy, and they were going to be clarifying, as the White House immediately did. Why was it a big deal?
Well, it's an off-script moment for President Biden. Diplomatically, you know, the line threatened to complicate things with allies. Until that very last line of the speech, NATO had been speaking from the same script. This wasn't, by the way, the only thing that Biden had to clarify from the trip. Biden had used some inartful language while talking to and about U.S. troops and whether they'd be going into Ukraine. They're not. The other was when he said if Russia used chemical weapons, the U.S. would respond, quote, in kind. Biden told reporters instead what he meant is that it would, quote, trigger a significant response.
Yeah, you wouldn't want the United States on the record saying that the United States would be using chemical weapons or some other weapons of mass destruction. But you mentioned that Paul Begala likes this as tough talk. Is this a win in some way for Biden politically?
Well, not necessarily. The real danger for Biden is on the narrative of competence, which was damaged after the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. I talked to Joel Payne, who is a veteran of the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign, and he said Biden's competence is a critical pillar to his political success.
That's what he's fighting against, right? Is like people not believing in this core tenet of Joe Biden, which is part of the reason why Joe Biden as a political phenomena exists, because he is this island of kind of decency, competence, and plain spokenness in the sea of kind of complicated political waters. And that competence is a really important part of who he is. So if you take that away, that is a major piece of Biden's superpower that you're taking away.
That's why these gaffes, you know, sometimes make Democratic strategists and other Democrats nervous about Biden, because he has this long history of kind of saying off-script things, and you see the White House try to clean up some of these things. But Payne said really part of building back that competence argument for Biden is going to at least be partially determined by his handling of Ukraine. And really, Biden can't afford to go about this poorly, considering the domestic obstacles he's facing, particularly rising inflation.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.